Welcome to our series on Revelation 16, where we're going to look at the prophetic fulfillment of the end-time actions of the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. We're going to look at their history as it relates to prophecy. This particular study, this series of studies, is a direct follow-up to a previous study that Future for America has put out in audio, video, and in a book titled The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North. This study is best understood in relation to that study. If the viewer or listener to this presentation is not familiar with that material, if you can avail yourself of that material, it would be good to do so. In Acts of the Apostles, page 585, Sister White tells us this: "In the Revelation, all the books of the Bible meet and end. Here is the complement of the book of Daniel. One is a prophecy, the other a revelation. The book that was sealed is not the revelation, but that portion of the prophecy of Daniel relating to the last days. The angel commanded, 'But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end,' Daniel 12:4. Now, Sister White says here that revelation is a complement to the book of Daniel, and that word means fullness, completion, perfection. And the books of Daniel and Revelation go together in several different ways, several different places. Sister White identifies this truth. She says they're one book. They bring each other to perfection. They complement one another. She says the same lines of prophecy that are taken up by the prophet Daniel are also addressed in the book of Revelation. So this study where we look at Revelation 16 is not simply an investigation of modern Babylon as identified in Revelation 16, but it's a further establishment of the prophetic presentation that we previously made in Daniel 11:40 to 45. Now, in Daniel 11:40 to 45, we identified three powers: the United States, the Soviet Union, and the papacy, that were struggling against each other through history. And we identified that in verse 40 of Daniel 11, an alliance had been formed between the United States and the Vatican that swept away this third power, the Soviet Union. And in that presentation, we refer sometimes to this book, The Keys of This Blood by Malachi Martin. And it's these three powers that we suggest are found in Daniel 11:40 that Malachi Martin so aptly addresses in his book, saying that these three powers were in a three-way struggle to dominate the world. Of course, this book was written before the collapse of the Soviet Union.